Hello, Aries friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Aries March 2024 astrology horoscope forecast. I'm calling the theme of this month Eclipse Hot Seat. Two eclipses rock your sign, and we will build up to that, and you will want to listen to this because this is one of the most intense times ever for Aries. Think back to last spring or fall for you all, Dananda, when we had the beginning of this Aries-Libra eclipse cycle. It's been intense then. It was intense later in the year when they happened again. It will be very intense now. So we're going to go into the details of that storyline for this short term and the bigger picture. But besides that, we have a lot of other things to discuss. So what we're going to talk about here is for you, if Aries is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other placement of Aries that you're listening for, what I'm going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. I have Aries rising. I am a fiery friend with you. So anything I talk about for you is also for me. So there's an energy of personal touch that goes with that as well. My intention for you, for us, is to live our best life and to align with the natural rhythms of the universe by understanding those rhythms that are at play and aligning consciously with them. So that is my intention for you for this work, and we will take everything piece by piece and build a nice, solid, juicy picture of the energetics of this time. Not all of the energetics fit nicely within a month. Some of the things start before March and some of them go after, but we'll talk about the timelines and get a good understanding of what March will bring and how you can make the most of it. First thing to know is that we have more than double the sweet aspects compared to what I call the salty ones, the incongruent, annoying ones. So that's great. There will be a lot less nuisance aspects this month compared to most months. Actually, it's just a few, like three. Which is so rare. And then we've got one doozy, which I'll let you know about. So we'll get to that one later, but it's basically a pretty free and clear month with a lot more sweet connections than salty ones. Now, the intensity is going to be there because the eclipses, and especially because we're being targeted for this, but at least from that perspective, we don't have a lot of other celestial busyness. Next big thing to know, and we have to spend a little time on this to help you to get this straight, okay? March is a hybrid month. Meaning the first 3 weeks are go, 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 cosmic green lights. Then March 20th starts the descent into Mercury retrograde, which will dominate April. And it changes the tides. Okay, there's a tide change this month. And it's, if you understand it, you'll shift with it instead of going against it, and you'll be so much happier. A theme for Aries lives is frustration. And I've talked to you about this before. I will talk to you about this again. I do believe that there are possibly genetic things that go on with liver mutations. This is just a personal hypothesis. I'm not diagnosing or prescribing, but I think that liver, gallbladder stuff, that there are some physical things, whether they're detectable on normal blood tests or not is not the point. I feel like we have to do more to clear out our digestive space, and that can also correlate with frustrations. So there may be some things that you need to look into with that. I just wanted to put it out there because I've noticed that when I take, you know, supplements that support, you know, that process, I am less frustrated and annoyed about things because it's basically your body's overburdened. So you feel overburdened, so you get aggravated about it. Okay. So we'll talk about that. But I mean, we're not talking more about that. I just wanted to let you know. But what I wanted to tell you is that we do tend to get frustrated. That is a theme of Aries. And if you understand the rhythms and you align with them, you'll get less frustrated. So that is the goal of this. That is the point. It's practical magic, as I like to call it, where we understand the ethereal to work with the practical and the mundane in magical ways. Okay, so what that means is that from January 21st through March 20th, we are completely free from personal planet retrogrades. Personal planets Mercury, Venus, Mars are not going to be retrograde, nor will their shadow periods be rearing their ugly heads, okay? Which means that everything is moving forward. And not only that, January 27th, all the outer planets will be moving direct as well. I actually, if you search for Annie Botticelli Cosmic Green Lights, you can find my report just on that transit. And I give you like 15 ways to make the most of it. It's really good. But the point is that Aries loves forward movement. We love to not have any, to throw ourselves headlong into things and not have any impediment to what we're trying to do. So this is not only the time of year when our time is going to start, when the sun gets into Aries at the end of the month, but this is also a time when, because of these transits, we have free flow and we love it. So we are going to relish in it. So go, horsey, go, just like run at top speed. Get all your stuff done, make things happen, make magic happen. And then when it comes to be March 20th, start to slow your roll. And this is very, very important. So the first 3 weeks, we're casting our message in a bottle out to sea. Just imagine the tides are going out. The celestial tides are going out. So anything you do in the first several weeks will go out far further and wider than if you do it at another time, because the tides are going out so far and so strongly, okay? And then same thing if you're trying to get off a deserted island. You can get off the island without paddling against the tide if you do it when the tides are going out. So the first 3 weeks, big decisions, you know, employment changes, starting businesses, launches, big purchases, big sales, commitments, engagements, weddings, parties, travel, anything that you want to have, not having the variable of the miscommunication and the confusion and the lack of clarity of the retrogrades, and that wants the forward movement and oomph, those are the things to get done in this time. And it's really from the end of January until the first 3 weeks of March. But when we're focusing on March, you want to take advantage of those 3 weeks. Okay, now as the tides change, imagine you're going down a highway going very fast and you say, oh crap, I have to make a U-turn. And that awkwardness of changing lanes and slowing down through moving traffic is the energy of March 20th into April. Okay, it's this slowing down, it's awkward, it's weird, communication starts to get crunkly, appliances start going haywire, you know, things that were swept under the rug start coming out. You're like, oh God, I'm trying to deal with these big vision things and go far and wide, and I've got this stuff to deal with. But if you naturally align to that, then it will be so much easier, okay? So if you pull back your scheduling and you pull back your plans and your agenda and your big visions and everything, and you just pay attention to what is squeaky in front of you and you oil all those wheels, you'll be much less frustrated. Because if you're like, can't deal with a dishwasher right now, I'm trying to make this big thing happen, well then the universe is saying, no, you were supposed to make the big thing happen already. Right now you need to deal with dishwasher. And so all of this, you know, is really going to be bringing things front and center to deal with. And truth of the dishwasher situation is that that thing was starting to break for a long time. We just didn't know it. It starts to come into the conscious space in the retrograde, and that's what happens in the retrogrades. So for the latter part of March, it's very much about things that were bubbling under in the unconscious space start to bubble out into the conscious space, where we become aware of them and we have to do something about them. People will need us emotionally. You know, all these Pisces energies, people are going to be crying. You may be crying. You might be like, I don't have time for this. Crying, I have to work or whatever it is. But emotional things are going to be bogging you down. It's going to be dampening your fire, okay? So just be looking out for that. Now, all of this is going to shift as the month progresses. Now, strangely, as the cosmic green lights start to turn, you know, yellow, when things are slowing down, that also is the time when we leave the Pisces watery downfall and we get into the Aries time. So certain things are going to be speeding up, but that's going to be more, again, you have to do what comes up rather than trying to make something happen. So if you can kind of align yourself with that shift, it's going to make a huge difference. Things you have to schedule might be better off in the first 3 weeks than the end of March and into April, because they will either be rescheduled, people won't show up and you will have put the time in, or they get seriously called into question and you're stressed out about them. And you're overscheduled, you don't leave yourself for last minute magic. So of course, if it's an emergency, if it's the only thing that you can do, if it's an important thing, you have to do it. But if you can move some of those things to not in that time, you'll do a lot less waiting on line for a human to come on, which will take forever to try to reschedule something, which you'll then probably have to reschedule anyway. Okay, so general mood of the month, lots of Pisces energy, lots of flowing into your 12th house. This happens before your birthday, so we'll talk about that now. Happy birthday to the Aries who are March born. And happy birthday coming soon to those of you who are April born. And this is a time to make your wishes, say them out loud, write them down, and feel them as if they've already come true. You activate your reticular activating system, which is the filter in your brain that helps you to see things or not see things in your surroundings and makes you aware of things that can be in alignment with your decision and your thing you're trying to create. So when you alert everybody inside and outside, hey, I'm looking for a car. Well, guess what? That's why as soon as you start looking for a car, you start to notice car dealerships all over the place. You ever notice that? When you like need a computer repair store and you're like, wow, I didn't notice that we have like 15 computer repair stores. Why? Because your reticular activating system was blocking out those things because you didn't need it. And as soon as you said, hey, I really need a computer person, your reticular activating system is like, oh, hey, there's like 15 over there. You see? So your subconscious mind works with you to broaden your attention and remove the filter that would be in between you and the things that you want to create. Now, if it's not your birthday and you have another Aries placement, like rising, like me, we can still do intention setting. Okay, there's something special about birthdays. You can set intentions at birthdays and you can make wishes, but there's something about the birthday energy that requires this, or that benefits from this surrender. Like, I'm surrendering to a higher force to ask for something to be brought to me. An intention is, I'm going to do this, right? That's different. That's like a, And those are different sides of the sun. But we can set our intentions at any time. But as the sun crosses over our Aries placement, we have extra oomph towards what we're trying to create, because the sun rules this will center and it rules that, you know, that force of creation from the third chakra. Okay, so things get a little bit murky, a little bit sad, a little bit heavy, a little bit whacked out in our brains before birthday or before the sun crosses over our Aries placement, because the 12th house gets crowded. Saturn, the sun, Mercury, Hygieia, Neptune, soon to be Venus and Mars are all going to be in Pisces. That's a ton of water for fire people. Eck! We are not going to be loving that, okay? In a lot of ways, like I said, it will literally dampen your fire. It will literally put your fire out. And that is not fun. But the way I try to look at it, you know, I'm a Sagittarius with Aries rising, very, very, very fiery. When the water things happen, I'm like, oh, here we go again, we're doing this. But I always say, okay, well, maybe my fire needs to be hemmed in, because maybe I am all over the place and burning up too much. So people come in on the sides and I notice that I pull in water people in my life, where they're like, maybe you shouldn't do that, maybe you should do that. You know, doing that, I'm like, ah, God, you're so annoying. But I know the purpose of it is to hem in your fire. So if you've been burning out of control, if you're not getting focused on what you really want, if you're being unproductive because you're all over the place, this water can help hem you in and get super directed. One of the other things that these 12th house transits do before, or, you know, like before your birthday or your intention time, is they show you what you don't want. So if you see what you don't want and you understand through your fears or through the things that come up for your psychological, manifestations, you can see what you do want. Because sometimes we figure out what we do want by seeing what we don't want. Well, I'm not sure what I want, but I know I don't want that. So that kind of like makes me closer to what I do want, right? So this is a defining process. Many people will self-medicate in the month or so before their birthday. I remember when I used to drink many moons ago, I would always say, oh, I start partying early. Why is that? Because people get stressed out when these planets move through their 12th house and they get busy in their minds and they get emotional and then they try to work it out in some way, which turns out to be Pisces, 12th house, escaping. And then they do these escapist things. So I've stopped drinking decades ago. I don't have a judgment on the choices that people make. Everyone has their own journey and people have different types of relationships with things. However, I am a huge advocate for, instead of escaping, maybe deal with it. And then each time around, there's something less that you have to deal with. And then maybe those issues will go away completely. So this is amazing for spiritual breakthroughs. Instead of going out to party, you go and have, you know, a past life regression or an EMDR or an NLP session. You can look these things up, to get to the nitty gritty of something that's been bothering you. You might be even more excited and giddy from the results that you get there. And all of this is available to you. This is psychological alchemy, spiritual alchemy, that is major, major, major. And this is short term and this is long term, because Aries has, when all of these personal planets pass through, and they will, we still have Neptune there. It's been there for, I don't remember the exact date now, but it, you know, well over a decade. And then Saturn's been there since, early 2003, will be there to 2006. This is a time for us to master our minds. If you're an Aries that doesn't meditate, let this be the time that you start, because managing the chaos of your mind is what Saturn wants to do in this transit. And if you don't, it can weigh heavily on you and result in depression and, you know, heaviness. And so you've got this catalyst that you can transform the muck into something more coherent and organized and productive. Okay, so you have an opportunity to do that, and you can take that opportunity now. Jupiter is still blazing through our second house of money. Hopefully you're making more money or earning money or getting some material things that you want. That's going to go straight through May. If you're looking at that's in the whole house, in the Placidus chart, later degree people, so basically like April born, you will have longer than May of it going through your second house. So that's exciting, but we're still on this beautiful expansion curve of Jupiter. Okay, so we're going to talk about the eclipse soon. I just want to make sure I covered all this other stuff. The new moon in Pisces is March 10th at 20 degrees. That's another chance for a new beginning along with all this other Pisces energy. This is a time, all of this Pisces time is a time to get in touch with your intuition. An Aries placement who is not using the word intuition may say, I have a strong gut instinct about things. Guess what? That's your intuition. Sorry, I have to call it out. People who don't want to use the word intuition because they think it's too metaphysical or woo-woo, they say gut. Guess what? It's your intuition. So whatever you want to call it, you have a chance to work with that more consciously. You have a chance to work with your body, and it's really exciting. So all of this Pisces stuff, besides, you know, being annoying, can also be really, really awesome if you use it in these ways. Now I think we can talk about the eclipses. Okay, so eclipses are karmic cycles that clear out things that we're done with, and whether we want to be done with them or not, and things that are our next step. They are often non-negotiable. We can't control what happens at eclipse time. There's a fatedness, a destiny to it, but we can have say in the quality of the experience. And when we understand what's happening, it makes it easier, okay? So we're in the hot seat from beginning of 2023 to the middle of 2025. To think back to this similar hot seat that we were in, look back to 2014 to 2016, look back to 2004 to 2006, look back to 1995 to 1997, and you will see big milestones. Graduating from high school, graduating from college, moving out of the house, moving in with a partner, getting married, getting divorced, moving to a whole new land or, you know, world. Anything having to do with having children, births, you know, there could be deaths, there could be major chapters as it relates to relationships. This is me versus we. This is autonomy versus togetherness. This is codependency versus interdependency. This is shuffling around energy with our physical body and our physical needs and our other people in our lives. And that's really what's at play here. So we've got on March 25th, we have the 5 degree of Libra eclipse, and that's a lunar eclipse. And then we have the solar eclipse at 19 degrees of Aries on April 8th. Even though it's not April yet, we're still being opposed by the Libra sign. That's a 180 degree angle for us. That's a big deal. That's why I said we're in the hot seat with two eclipses. Because when we have an eclipse in Libra, it's opposing our sign. So it's just as intense as being in our sign. And then since the eclipses, the season heats up 4 to 6 and sometimes 8 weeks before mid-January, you're seeing shuffling around of stuff for you, you know, me versus we. And because Aries has a natural chart means the things that happen in a certain sign also happen in the house that corresponds with that sign. So the Aries eclipse happens in the Aries first house. The Libra eclipse happens in the Libra seventh house. So everything is double duty, more intense for us. And so the polarity that we're working is me versus we. Okay. So let's see what I want to say about that. So let's look at the dates. Oh yeah. I want to talk a little bit more about the timeline. Okay. So the 2 years that this is happening from 2023 to 2025, there are hot points where it kind of builds up like a bell curve. So 4 to 6 or 8 weeks before the actual eclipses, it's building like a bell curve, most intense in the middle, and then kind of wanes down. And then we're kind of a little integration period, and then it builds up again, and it keeps doing that through the whole cycle. So there's a rhythm at play here. And if you imagine there's a pot on water, or there's a pot of water on fire, from the beginning of the eclipse cycle, it's bubbling with possibilities, and anything can happen anytime along the way. Then the heat gets turned up, you know, in the couple of months before, and the closer you get to the actual eclipse, it's bubbling, bubbling, bubbling. So you'll see clues about how this eclipse is going to go in January. That will get more so in February. It will be super strong in March with the bubbling all over the place and steaming in April, and then it will start to tone down again, and then it will come back later again in the year, and we'll go through this again until the last one in, you know, the early 2025. And like I said, I gave you those dates to look back on. If something bad happened in those times, it doesn't mean that same exact thing will happen again. But it's the storylines, like the big changes in your relationship and the big empowerment. This is a really key word about this is empowerment. You can become empowered by leaving a relationship. You can become empowered by getting into a relationship. You can become empowered by working through something in relationship. But there's this tie-in to independence, interdependence, getting more on the same page with someone, finding more independence by working that out with the people in your life where they get to have more of what they want. You get to have more. You know, it's basically this process of trying to find the best for everybody and empowering everybody. And that's what's happening. Dramatic beginnings, dramatic endings, you know, tests to relationships, physical things, things going on with your physical body, head, neurological system, face, all of that is under more duress. Definitely get any symptoms checked out in order to be able to understand that better. So let's see what else I wanted to talk about there. Okay, so let's talk about the dates and who will be the most affected by these transits, okay? So, or these aspects. The 5 degree of Libra one on the lunar eclipse on March 25th, that is going to be all March born. You all are going to get hit with that opposition more closely than anyone else. If you have a planet between 0 and 10 degrees, the closer to 5 degrees, the more intense, you're going to get hit with a direct opposition. That doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. Remember, all of these things can be amazing. They're just intense. And sometimes they have to be bad before they're good. Sometimes they're just bad. There's no way around it. Sometimes they're just good. You know, we don't know how it's going to manifest, but the intensity in that Libra one is going to go to the March born, and the closer you are to around like March 28th, you know, kind of thing, that's where you'll get the more direct hit from that one. The ones who are going to get the more direct hit by the Aries eclipse on April 8th, you all, that's 19 degrees. So 14 degrees to 24 degrees. So that's like April 4th through 14th, and the closer to like the April 9th or 10th, then the more you're going to get the intensity from that eclipse. So you can see there's like a range of basically 20 degrees out of 30 degrees of the sign is going to get close to a direct hit from one of these. All right. So, you know, there's only 10 degrees of you there, and you're still going to be able to have effects from this. You're not getting out of it. It's just a matter of whether it's getting a direct hit or not. Okay. So you can look out for those things. There are a couple of more things I want to talk about, but I want to just put this, you know, again, into a bigger perspective. If you think about those periods of time, 2014, 2016, 2004, 2006, 1995, 1997, there may have been challenges. But in a lot of cases, there were also opportunities that came, and like a feeling of empowerment or a feeling of embarking on a new chapter and a freedom from something. And this is really what this is about. There's going to be a freedom from something, something you've been working with. And if you consciously use this, which is directs back to this inner work, because, you know, ultimately we only we're not free because we're not free in our minds. And people could be completely free, and if they're not free in their minds, they're not free. So freedom starts with our belief systems and our karmic patterns and our ancestral beliefs and our societal beliefs and everything. So the more inner work we do, the more, and this could be a very spiritual process, the more we can come out of this, you know, 2 year, just crazy time of adjustments and changing of, you know, the guard more or less, that, you know, in a way where we feel empowered. So if you focus on the things that would make you feel free, that would make you feel empowered, that would make you feel the best about yourself, that make you feel like you're using your beautiful Aries gifts, because unfortunately, people who don't have Aries placements or understand astrology well, they think Aries are just mad, angry, you know, pissed off, they're fighting and blah, 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 whatever. And, you know, that's super limited. Although there's a side to it, we are ruled by the God of War, right? And we can get that way. You know, I don't want to fight with people. Someone messes with me, I won't back down. But this is, you know, this is just a very small part of the Aries potential. And these eclipses are going to be able to help us to get out of anything that's not serving us, to get out of the places we're fighting or arguing or, you know, being in resistance or anything that's not serving us, you know, we can get it out of the way. And what it can help us to do is to step into inspiration, step into being the pioneering trailblazers, that leaders that we're meant to be, the visionaries, the ones who see things first, do it first, and then everyone follows. You know, Aries energies tends to be the ones matting down the path of that's 4 feet tall, you know, and then everyone comes behind, and it's so much easier for them because we already trudged down all of the plants that were in the way between us and the temple we were going to in the woods, you know, in the jungle or whatever. So it's like that's very symbolic of this path. There is a person who can inspire people in you. There is a powder keg that can spark transformation in other people. There is a, you know, an iconic sort of legendary, epic leader in there that wants to come out, whether it's on a small scale with the people in your family or whether it's on a big scale with doing anything. You know, there's something in you that can be coaxed out in this time. It can be a little scary. We have to be brave, but we can look for the cosmic clues and we can use the energies consciously to clear it out and to step forward into our highest expression. Okay, so we've got, now I can't remember if I talked about, there's a Mars and Aquarius Uranus square on March 9th. The day is around 4th through the 14th. It can be a little dicey. Mars is our ruling planet. We've got to watch out for that. Even before the 4th and after the 14th, it's just kind of nasty. I just want you to be aware of it. Just be extra careful. Don't antagonize somebody who's on edge, and you try to stay calm before you make choices. There are three great Venus aspects on the 1st, the 24th, and the 28th. So the days around there, we can get extra kisses. If you like to know things like that and want to know more about these Venus aspects, plus my other favorite aspects for the month, plus the ones to be awarefully careful of, go to AnnieHelpsYou.com, put your email address and name there. You'll get my VIP email community email, hopefully into your inbox, but it could go into spam or social. Get it into your inbox and go to the archives. You can see what I've sent. You can look out for the March 2024 astrology write-up. You can see my evergreen education archives that are there. You can also get a monthly newsletter that has education for how to make the most of the starry transits. And that is what I do. If you want to learn astrology, you can also go to AnnieHelpsYou.com. You can see the astrology certification course that I have that I've been building for almost a decade that is super comprehensive, very well priced. I've not raised the price, not one time. I really, you know, want you to be able to access this. If you want to earn money as an astrologer, I can teach you how to do that with the astrology certification course. Or if you just want to learn for yourself or to help other people, you can see about that there. I hope you have a wonderful month. I'll be praying with you all, and please be praying with me, because this is actually, these eclipses are hitting me in direct contact. My rising sign is 17 degrees, so this 19 degree one is right on it. You know, I'm in this with you, and we'll pray for the best for all of us. Stay conscious, stay focused, stay positive, and I hope it's as smooth as possible. Okay, I'll see you next month. Bye.